Hey, you guys, it is April 1st, and I am so excited, right? Like, this is my birthday month. And yes, I am one of those people who believes in celebrating the whole month. You can judge me all you want. I really don't care. So I know that things seems a little bit challenging right now because we are locked up. They won't let us out. They won't let us out. We locked up. I know, right? But you have to be a believer and you need to understand that this too shall pass. So with that being said, Pinterest just released the trends for April of 2020. And I am so surprised by the things that I've seen. And Pinterest also went ahead and they kind of revamped this and they altered it a little bit. So this way it could help us entrepreneurs and small business owners better understand our customers. So that way, once we understand them, we can meet them where they are. So I've spoken about this before, you guys, but Pinterest users usually have an intent. And this is where the three I's come in. So the intents are either going to be ideas, inspiration, or information. So I'm going to repeat that. When people go to Pinterest, it's either one of the three I's, an idea, an inspiration, or information. Now, what Pinterest noticed, right, and something that we've all noticed is most people use Pinterest to plan events, but usually these events happen like months out, right? Think about like your child's birthday or summer ideas or wedding ideas. It usually takes some time and preparation. However, given recent events with most people being in the house at this time, what Pinterest noticed is that people are looking for things to do now, like as in today. So one of the changes that you may have even noticed with the Pinterest account is that there is a new today tab inside of your Pinterest mobile app. Okay. And that's because people are looking for things to do right now. Pinterest users are actively seeking things to do today. All right. So one of the things that you want to do is to make sure that you are staying relevant and you know exactly what is going on with your target audience. And remember, Pinterest rewards relevancy. So once you figure out what your audience is looking for today, you can reach them today. And this way you are going to speed up your results that you are receiving on Pinterest. So to go back into the three I's, ideas, inspiration, or information, they are currently searching for ideas, things to do. Couldn't get that out. I'm so excited. I had to stop myself, you guys. So let's just talk about what are the four top trending topics on Pinterest for April of 2020. So the first thing that we have here is going to be health and wellness or mental well-being and physical fitness. So some things that they are looking for are they going to be like home body workouts, home workouts with no equipment, meditation tips for beginners, or something like self-care at home, things of that nature. The second topic that they're looking up, parenting. So things that they're looking for, work from home with kids, home games for kids, or maybe even nature walk activities that include kids. The third thing, food. Now, yes, food has always been big on Pinterest, but people are looking to try new bread recipes. So some things that they're looking at now are like yeastless bread recipes, bread in a crock pot, never heard of it. Or maybe even something like sweet Amish bread are some things that they're looking for. And then fourth, the fourth thing that they are looking for at this time, you guys, are beauty and personal care. So some things that they are looking for are like home haircuts, homemade eyebrow wax recipes, or even like DIY manicure at home tutorials. So these are just some things that should get those creative juices flowing, because guess what? This is, yes, what your audience is looking for. So now I don't want you to just look at these trends and say, okay, cool, and go on about your little merry way. And I also don't want you to look at these trends and just say, you know what? Fine, I'm going to hop on the trend bandwagon and I'm just going to include all of these trends because I'm trying to reach a wider audience. Remember, no, we don't want to do that, because that's just like the equivalent of spamming, right? Remember, we want things to be relevant. So if you don't have an audience that caters to any of these type of topics, then it's not going to be relevant for them. And what you're doing is going to be very, very counterproductive. So now going back to your audience, I want you to look at your client avatar and think to yourself, can any of these trends help your potential customers? Before you say no, look carefully, listen carefully. Would your ideal customer be looking for health or mental wellness information? Would they be looking for parenting ideas? Are they interested in food? Or are they interested in beauty and personal care? If so, now you know that you can definitely reach out to them with some things that are going to be more recent. So now how can you do that? I want to explain to you guys my 6C Pinterest marketing strategy. So 6 C's, I'm going to read it and then I am going to explain it. So we are going to cultivate a community by curating and creating content that converts. I'll say it again. We are going to cultivate a community by curating and creating content that converts. So cultivate. Think about when a farmer cultivates their plants, right? It's the preparation, it's the development of them planting the seed, of them watering, of them feeding until that plant becomes to flourish, right? Community. A community is a group of people that have something in common or a shared interest. Curate. This is the activity of selecting or presenting the most relevant or highest quality content that is going to meet your audience's need on a specific topic or subject. Create. So create just means that you're going to publish or release this type of helpful information to your audience. Content. So you guys are probably already creating some type of content, right? Whether it be a blog, whether it be a video or a podcast or an infographic, whatever type of helpful information you could publish for your audience. And convert. So we always want to make sure that we have an intent and a purpose. So we don't want people to just look, learn, and leave. We want them to take action. So what we're going to do is we're going to turn those eyes into paying customers. So now let's reread this sentence. We are going to develop a group of people that have a shared interest in said topic by selecting and also releasing content that is going to be considered extremely helpful to them in their current situation. And this can be done by either videos, tutorials, or infographics, or whatever is going to help them turn into a paying customer. That's what we're going to do. So now I want you to go back to these trending topics, you guys, and ask yourself the following questions. Is your customer concerned about their physical or mental health? Are they concerned with eating better? Are they concerned with healthy recipes? Do they like to try different recipes? Are they creative? Are they parents? Do they have an interest in personal care or do they have an interest in beauty products? Now, once you figured out how you can use these trending topics to reach your audience, you have to make the decision. Are you going to curate content or are you going to create content? So when you think about curating content, right, this is about you finding and selecting high quality content. You want to make sure that this content is relevant to your audience. Or are you going to create that type of content? So are you going to publish this high quality content to help your audience out? Now, when you make this decision, you have to realize or at least consider, is this going to be helpful for both your audience as well as your business long term? And that'll help you make the decision on what you should be curating or what you should be creating. And then you want to hop on these trending topics so that way you can get your business seen now in the Pinterest feed. You guys got it? So that is my episode for today. I hope to help and I will catch you guys on the next one. Bye-bye.